But we start in the Peak District, the setting for what writer Peter Moffat hopes will become a 42-part television drama unfolding over various periods. His new series, The Village, is told through the memories of old man Bert Middleton, who recalls his upbringing as the son of a drunken farmer, played by John Sim, while Maxine Peake plays his mother Grace. The first episode is set in the long, hot summer of 1914, when Bert is 12 years old and clouds of war are gathering over Europe. Young Bert, as played by Bill Jones, is a flighty kid who lives in fear of his angry father.
Stone picking for rutter. This farm halfway dead because there's no one to work it. And my own son, stone picking for rutter. Lie down.
What?
On floor. What do you see?
The door.
What else?
John.
What else?
Floor.
What about it? There's a dip near the door. And there's a dip here. Near the fireplace. Where five generations of this family has stood. The highest point is under the table. Because table's never been moved. And no one's ever trodden on it under there. This is our floor. This is our farm. And I will not let it go.
Well, to discuss the new BBC drama The Village, written by Peter Moffat and directed by Antonia Bird, I'm joined by the critic Kate Saunders. Kate, if all goes to plan and the BBC buy more series, this could pan out in a way similar to that German series, Heimat, from a couple of decades ago, which followed a family through generations. Would you look forward to that?
I would, actually. I love the idea. I love the ambition of it and the central idea of having this beautiful village in absolutely stunning countryside and the idea that the century's going to unroll around us and we're going to stay in that village. And I think that idea is absolutely intriguing. And it also reminded me a little of the famous Aikenfield, the wonderful Ronald Blythe story of a village.
Oh, that thing set in Suffolk. Yes. Exactly.
And now that was a sort of drama documentary made with amateurs very famously in the 70s. And this one, I think, is kind of aiming for that same feel. I think the only criticism I have of it is that there's slightly poor cliché management, considering that it's the summer of 1914. I have to be careful about this. I'm old and I've seen a lot of television drama. But I am very aware of things that come round again and again.
The clichés, you mean?
The clichés and the fact that, you know, I feel that they don't... The imagination of Peter Moffat hasn't sufficiently been stretched yet. But I do love about it, and I think really works about it, is this idea of a place that is rooted, and people who are rooted in the place.
And just as the people of the place don't leave, neither do we as the viewers.
Absolutely.
We all stick there in the village.
And I think that that works stunningly well, because you're planted right at the centre of the village, and the war sort of washes at you like a wave, and takes away Bert's brother Joe, takes away the young men of the village.
Yeah, the heroic older brother. I thought what's interesting, as you say, the setting is beautiful, the cast is very strong. We have Juliet Stevenson as the lady of the local manor. And in a way, this is a kind of antidote to Downton Abbey as well, in that we are seeing life from the workers' point of view.
Very much so. He's been very careful to root his strongest characters, actually, are Bert and his family and the surrounding people who we've only had little glimpses of them, but like the women gathered in the bathhouse, for instance. I want to see more of that, and I want to see more of those women.
It's tougher stuff than Downton Abbey as well, more in keeping in a way with Call the Midwife, which also is tapping into social issues of the day. And
absolutely.
Here we have the suffragettes, the war is looming, and issues about workers' rights are played out as well.
Absolutely, but not so much by numbers as it is in other series. There's a real effort here to feel the progress on the pulse. I think what also I liked about the writing, apart from slightly odd moments of cliché management to do with the posh people, but I liked the sense of place and the sense of being with it for the long haul, if you like. And so I really hope, in a way, that this does fulfil its plan of extending over years and years and telling the story of a whole century, because I think potentially that's just fascinating and we'll all be glued to it.
And as you say, this is a series which is full of potential. The ambition is there. And you can't wait to explore some of those fantastic, the scenery around the village. I mean, it's all set in Edale in the Peak District, and the glimpses that we've had of the farm and the moors beyond. I mean, it does look absolutely sumptuous, doesn't it?
It's breathtaking, and yet we're never given an easy ride as viewers. This is not chocolate chocolate box viewing. So we're shown, on the other hand, wonderfully photographed countryside, but we're also shown bleak lives, real lives, working lives, and that's intriguing.
Thanks very much to Kate Saunders. The Village Begins on BBC One on Sunday, the 31st of March.